It's half past six. Welcome to this latest cabinet meeting of Stafford Borough Council. Straight to the agenda, item number one, minutes of the 9th of January 2025 are circulated and published on the 10th of January. Everyone happy to sign the minutes?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Any apologies?
None, leader.
Thank you. Council question time, any questions?
There are none.
Thank you. We go on to agenda item four, which is a proposal of cabinet members. A, resources portfolio, and it's the general fund revenue budget and capital programme for 2024 to 2027. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Actually, 24-28 is the typo.
It is changed.
Right. So this report proposes to council the general fund revenue budget for 25-26, the updated capital programme 24-25 to 2027-28, and indicative budgets for 2026-27 and 2027-28. The recommendations are as set out in paragraph 2.1. Now the report sets out the context for the budget, including 1. The proposed changes by central government to the structure of local government, the costs of which are at present unknown. 2. The uncertainties regarding government policy for local government finance, such as the reset of business rates. 3. 25-26 will be the last year that the new homes bonus will be paid in its current format. At this time, it will be prudent to assume no further payments. 4. The council is still operating with a one-year financial settlement from the government, which makes forward planning extremely difficult. 5. The recent change by government of the national insurance rates will have several adverse impacts on the council. 6. There was a real terms cut in the provisional local government settlement for the council, which was itself dependent on the council increasing its council tax by the maximum amount, i.e. 2.99%. All these headwinds which the council is facing argue for caution and prudence when setting the budget for 2025-26. So if we look to begin with at the budget issues and adjustments for 2025-26, looking at the spending changes, these are covered in paragraphs 516 to 519. For all portfolios, the senior management structure has been reflected, as can be seen in the detailed dependencies in the back of this report. Each council maintains its sovereignty over its respective costs and income. It should be noted that the overall saving for the senior management fee structure is about £176,000 on an ongoing basis across both councils. For the major changes in the 2025-26 portfolio budget, which are going to be recurring in future years, are 1. Insurance premiums, 2. The national insurance increase, and 3. The new local plan, for which provision has been made. Paragraph 520 covers volatility in business rates as a key risk, and how this has been mitigated. So if we turn to the 24-25 forecast outturn, the latest portfolio position reflects the inflationary impact and costs, known changes in the forecast, and the impact of the savings achieved. That's shown at the table in paragraph 5.21. The overall council position for the year reflects a strong performance on investment income over the year due to higher interest rates. However, these benefits are windfalls in that they cannot be guaranteed in the future, and so cannot be seen as a way to supplement budgets at this level on an ongoing basis. The council is forecasting a £1 million surplus over the budgeted position for investment income, and this results in a favourable overall forecast outturn for 24-25 of £55,000, as can be seen in Table 2. Well, business rates, pooling and retention. There is an assumption that the reset of business rates, growth to date, will happen in 26-27, and with no transitionary payments made to the council. No transitionary payments. It is also assumed the council will remain part of the Staffordshire pooling arrangements for future years, until, of course, reorganisation engulfs them. The portfolio budget position set out in Table 2 on page 11 reflects the forecast outturn position for 24-25, the proposed budget for 25-26, and indicative budgets for 26-27 and 27-28. The detailed budgets are all included in Appendix 1. Paragraph 5.28 shows the need to increase the budget for the collection and kennelling of stray dogs, which is included as a recommendation. That's because this emerged later on, and so we're putting it in here so that it's covered and we can carry on and do it. Table 3 shows the changes in the 25-26 budget assumptions. These reflect the challenging landscape for the council, many of which I've dealt with before. Paragraph 5.32 deals with this, but it should be noted that a new reserve, the budget support reserve, has been created, and that is £750,000, being created to mitigate potential future changes in funding regimes and the central government proposals around local government reorganisation. Well, moving on to reserves and balances, paragraph 5.34 explains what they comprise and how they help the council and the section 151 officer to provide reassurance to the council on the robustness of the estimates and the adequacy of reserves, and you can see that in Appendix 6. The policy over many years has been to maintain the level of general fund balance at a minimum of £1 million. And that will be continued over the planning period. Well, moving on to the capital programme 2024 to 2027-28, that is attached as Appendix 2. A significant change here is the inclusion of the food waste budget of £1.458 million in 2025-26. At present, the budget reflects the one-off grant received from the government. And this is a capital one. We're still going to be waiting for the revenue elements of this, any grants from the government. Other changes in the capital programme reflect schemes approved during the year, and slippage has also been reflected in the schemes. The council has capital resources of £702,000 in our general fund, and £4.341 million of Section 106 resources are not allocated at present. Moving to the council tax base and collection fund, this is the final part of the budget. The tax base is the number of properties in the borough expressed in terms of Band D equivalents, and you can find that in Appendix 5. The tax base is now estimated to be £49,634.15, an increase of 0.7% on 24-25, and that reflects the net increase in new properties built, offset by the cost of the local council tax reduction scheme. So we move on to council tax in 2025-26. The proposed increase of 2.99% is within the guidelines for district councils as contained in government policy. This is in line with the guidance received from central government on their expectations. The proposed level of Stafford's council tax for 25-26 is £178.75 for a Band D property. That is 10p per week, roughly 10p per week increase for Band D property council taxpayers. With the the level, the overall level of council tax, subject, of course, to final determination by council in February 2025. And the total council tax for the borough will depend upon the spending decisions made by others. For example, the county council, the office of police and crime commissioner and the fire authority, together with some parish council, relatively small precepts. Don't forget, the borough council only makes up a relatively small part of the total council tax that residents pay. Keep saying this, and I will keep repeating it, we do not get all the money we collect. We only get about 10% of it. So for every £100,000 we collect, we get about £10,000. The vast bulk goes to the county council. But people seem to sometimes think we keep all the money, if only. So, the final sections on financial planning and horizon scanning should be read by members and include the uncertainty surrounding future funding streams, the effect of the austerity years on council decision making, the minimal general fund uncommitted capital resources, the restructuring of local government's effect on recruitment and the impact on service delivery, the macroeconomic issues impacting on the council, and revenue budget issues around the introduction of food waste collection from April 2026. So, Leader, despite the very challenging year ahead, we will continue with our ambitious plans for the transformation of the High Street. Work has already started on the derelict former Co-op store and the Guildhall shopping centre, which has been struggling for years. There is around 1.5 million of extra support being rolled out for local businesses following our successful High Street Boost scheme, and work has got underway on enhancing the entrance and approach to Stafford Railway Station, which, don't you shouldn't forget, is often the first impression visitors get to our county town. And of course, we also have plans for revamping Rowley Park. So a lot still to be done, and we are carrying on with those ambitious plans. Now, I would also, before I finish, I'd like to thank Chris and Emma and the whole of the finance team for their huge amount of work on this budget. This is the tip of the iceberg, you see. All that lot below was actually collecting the data, putting it together, sorting it out, making sense of it. And they have obviously worked both the midnight oil for on many, many, many occasions. I think they've done a huge job, a wonderful job, and I'm sure the Cabinet would also like to join me in extending our thanks to all the members of the finance team for their heroic efforts. And I would like to commend the budget to the Cabinet and ask for the recommendations to be agreed.
Thank you, Councillor Cook, and yes, of course, on behalf of the Cabinet, thank Chris and his team for their very, very hard work. Thank you. Any questions or comments? No? Okay, thank you very much, Councillor Cook. We move on, and we remain on the resources portfolio, fees and charges, 25-26.
Thank you, Leader. I wish to recommend to the Council that the fees and charges for 2025, and specifically the new charges in paragraph 5.10 and the increases above 3.4% in appendix 1 be approved. The report sets out the proposed fees and charges for 2025, and paragraph 2.2 sets out the items to be included in accordance with the revised financial regulations agreed by Council on the 16th of September 2019. In addition, the report includes those fees and charges where no increase is proposed from 1st of April 2025, so that there can be no change. The proposed fees and charges will have a direct impact on the 25-26 budget and beyond, and decisions should consider the context of the Council's overall financial position together with likely issues which would put pressure on finances. Paragraph 5.2 to 5.3 detail the headwinds and risks facing the council, and I've already heard some of them in considering the budget. We should also consider the budget gap when setting fees and charges. The higher the yield from fees and charges, the smaller the budget gap, other things being equal, which reduces the need to find savings elsewhere. But this needs to be balanced by the recognition that the elasticity of demand around that percentage price could lead to a greater percentage fall in quantity demanded and a consequent drop in income. Other issues with relatively high charges are also set out in paragraph 5.4. There's also been a change in process for this cycle, in that the fees and charges, changes charges, now come into effect from 1st of April, not the 1st of January, which brings them into line, thankfully, with the budget setting cycle. It makes much more sense to have these things coming together rather than in a sort of fractured manner during the year. Now, for 2025-26, inflation, as defined by financial regulations, is measured by the RPI, which in October 2024, which is the month we have to consider, stood at 3.4%. However, in general, where officers have delegated authority, charges will be rising by about 3%. But that allows for rounding. And you know, there will be some rounding matters where things go up by over 3.4%, particularly in terms of car parking charges at the lower levels. So some fees are set by reference to external bodies or set by legislation strict regulations. These are included in the full list of published fees and charges, but don't appear in this report because they are hugely thick in number of pages. We also consider market conditions when setting fees and charges. Thus, some charges where the council has the power to vary them will not rise. Charges for new services are set out in paragraph 5.10 and proposals for deletion in paragraph 5.11. Proposed increases above the threshold of 3.4% are shown in Annex 1. A full copy of the member of the fees and charges will be on the members' portal before the council meeting and will be published on the website once approved by council. So I ask
them to agree to
the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments? No. Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. We move on to 4B, which is a leisure portfolio, and it's a change to the lease between Stafford Town Football Club and Stafford Cricket Club. Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, Ian. This reports asks Stafford Borough Council, with no cost implications, to consider changing the leasing arrangement of a small area of land from Stafford Town Football Club to Stafford Cricket Club. Both clubs and the Football Foundation support this proposal, and this means then the Stafford Cricket Club would then be able to go ahead and build paddle courts, which will be the first in the borough. The land isn't currently used by Stafford Town Football Club, and once leased by the cricket club, it will be maintained by it. So, leader, this is basically a win-win for everyone. Thank you. And I'm assuming everybody knows what paddle is.
Go on, explain it to us, Councillor Paddy.
Now, it's a cross between tennis and squash.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? No, thank you very much. We move on. And it's Councillor Banas again. It's Beach Road Play Area.
Nicholson. I'll be recusing myself from this item because I was on the working group that came up with the plans in the first place.
Right, Councillor Lee, thank you.
Leader, this report asks us to consider allocating £90,000 of Section 106 money for the enhancement of the open space play area of Beach Road, Eccleshaw. Approval is also sought for permission to spend, subject to the successful completion of the procurement process. Officers have met with local ward members and the parish council, and local councillors are in full support of these proposals. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody have any comments on that? No? Well, that concludes our business for tonight, everybody. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.